it's you know, he needs to actually wrap up the audit to close it out or whatever, so. Three quarters.
Quarter?
Yes.
I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Medina Township Trustees, organizational meeting, January 3rd, 2018. It is 6:02 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Here.
Mr. Raddus?
Here.
Would you please stand and follow the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If we could please take a moment and think of our military members both at home and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. At this time, I'll move to turn the gavel over to fiscal officer as we contemplate the officers for this year.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
I'll open the floor for nominations of chairman of the board of the Medina Township Trustees.
This time I make a motion to nominate Ken DeMichael, chairman of the board of trustees for 2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Yeah. Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Go ahead.
Congratulations.
Looking for a nomination for vice chair.
I'd like to make a motion for Mike Stolpa as vice chair.
Second.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Yeah, I abstain because I can't vote for myself.
I've voted for myself.
We ain't counting.
All right, then in that case, I will move to go into executive session to discuss the 2019 slate of appointments with the three trustees and fiscal officer.
Second.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa?
Aye.
We will enter executive session at 6:04 p.m.
I made a couple mistakes.
Time is 7:21 p.m. We are back from executive session where the three trustees and fiscal officer were discussing the slate of 2019 appointments. And at this time, I'll move to put forth a resolution for the organizational minutes and make it continuing until all nominations are finished. Building Superintendent Ken DeMichael, Cemetery Superintendent Ken DeMichael, War Memorial Superintendent Ken DeMichael, Service Liaison Department, or Service Department Liaison, I beg your pardon, Ken DeMichael, Service Department Denny Miller, Road Superintendent, Craig Blute, Road Foreman, Jeff Kessler, Road Department Parks, Fire Liaison Mike Stolpa, LST Representative Ken DeMichael, with Mark Raddus being the alternate. Police Commissioner Mark Raddus. Police Chief will be an interim chief. That'll be Todd Zeger. Medina County Wide Emergency Management Agency, Mark Raddus and Mike Stolpa as the alternate.
Second.
Roll call. A discussion first. There is none, then we can.
When you said you moved to put forth the following resolution, don't we need a resolution number?
It's 001, today's date.
Do you want to just amend the
Yes, please. Could I amend my motion to include resolution number
one? 13-2019-001.
Thank you, Angela. Thank you, Celia.
You're welcome.
Any other discussion?
So we're...
We're going to go back and discuss the rest.
Okay, so I got you. Zoning liaison, that we're not doing. Got you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
That's okay. Roll call.
Ken Michael.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Mike Stolper.
Aye.
Do you want to recess while you make a phone call, or do you want to just...
We'll go ahead, and we're going to go back anyway, right? I'll just make my phone call.
We'll move to go back into executive session with the three trustees and fiscal officer to discuss the 2019 slate of appointments.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolper.
Aye.
Mr. Raddick.
Aye.
We will enter executive session at 7:23 p.m.
Ken, when you come out, then your next resolution will be 002.
Okay, thank you. 1-3.
Yeah.
2-0-1-9.
Is this going to be 1-3 or 1-0-3? Don't we put a double?
Do we put a zero?
I thought
yeah,
so.
And we can just add that in.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I need to amend that.
I think it should be all right, don't you?
I think we should probably amend it just
okay,
for...
Okay, you can amend it when I'll come back. That's right. It's 1-0-3. This could go on for another hour or more.
I heard it all in the
hearing. I thought they were going to keep going. I'm sorry. We got lucky there. Some of it done.
I'll talk to you if you have to stay or go.
If we say...
This could go another hour or so. I'm sorry.
That's okay. They got to do what they got to do.
Yes. And I did that one.
Did
you one.
So to you.
Save
us all. No. You don't. You don't collect some rats.
Go to charge of six. Yes, go back.
Okay.
Go back.
Come get you in there.
Okay.
Say Earl or Martin.
They'll just try to do that down at the bait.
At the bait, yeah. Right. But what I'll do when I change it, because I'll get it set up for next year, I'll fix that. No.
Hey, don't look at me. I have no more idea than you.
Call him tomorrow.
you have a daytime phone number for Angela? Oh, I think she lives.
She's got the same cell phone. Let me just give you that.
Yeah, I'm gonna call her in the morning. You know, she had a phone before, she had.
That's okay. This is her cell. There you go, Glenn.
Okay, thanks.
You're going early, huh?
No. Because I kind of want you running around and playing with it. We'll do it when there's less people here.
Okay.
Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
See ya.
Take care.
Put that on the floor, right?
Whatever, just a few weeks.
And we're gonna get back and forth.
He misses us.
6 inches of snow, maybe time to go.
Not gonna get any this year.
Nice and sunny.
Yeah, you're gonna have all that salt. No snow, thank God.
Good for next year.
No, we need not snow.
All we need is freeze, we need to do.
Yeah, I'm sure about the snow, but I'd like the ground to froze. You can't work on it.
We're the bugs, yeah.
Even my little dog makes.
We need to go freeze, we're gonna be a world leader. Trees are gonna start budding on him, he said.
I think they're budding.
Yeah.
Supposed to be 50 degrees this week.
I keep giving my dog flea medicine.
Really?
Because it's not froze yet. And when it gives that freeze, then.
Is that why we have so many mice?
Mice?
Yeah, Richard has caught 9 mice already.
In the house?
Yep.
Whoa.
My cat had one laying on the door of the barn, one out there, but. Poor rooster. You know? Oh, and that rooster next door, I'm trying to crows. Frosty goes, pulls the bird, take a drink of water.
Oh, yeah, I'm tired, you know.
The big mice?
Yeah. He made this mouse trap, because we've got them everywhere now. Out of a liter plastic bottle.
Okay.
And then he made some inside, and it, the mouse goes in, and then this thing goes down, and he can't get back out. He got one in it.
Why don't you just use that pink on stuff where they die and just go away?
No, he takes them, he catches them and lets them go in the field.
Well, that's why they catch them.
I said he must be coming right back.
You're catching the same mouse.
That's what I told him, I said, put him down as paint on it.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Were they having a problem in Canterbury?
Like what?
You know what, I really don't know. She came here the one day and was telling me stuff, but.
Like zoning stuff?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Wasn't that the session?
Yeah.
Why did that have to be quiet?
We almost ate your own dinner. Almost all of us.
Elaine.
What?
I don't want you running in here. There's people in here.
What's all those marks on the wood? Is that from those stickers?
Yeah.
The leaf.
He's leaving them. You're talking about the little plastic things? Mike's gonna leave them. I see a monster. Did you finish your dinner?
Oh, wow.
What time did she say Matt's coming? 9, right?
I thought you said 9.
Dad's, your dad's coming to get you. He's coming to take you away. Go eat your
what time
dinner. It's 7:32.
He's done good.
I. He He is a good boy.
I don't think he's crazy. Not a good boy.
He's got like four pieces left.
Oh, did he eat good? Okay, I can see. That's his favorite, isn't it, Amy? When I had him, I said, I'll make spaghetti. And he, I want it with butter, I don't want sauce. I said, okay. So I made it and gave him with sauce, with butter.
He says that's got some kind of oil on it.
It's got oil on it?
That's what he said, it says.
Honey, don't run in here. Don't make me beat you. I thought that, and I think I screwed up with that too. No, I think I did it right. The resolutions, I'm all confused on. 01-03-2019-002.
Celia.
What, my dear?
One time, Mom said to leave her field, her office being like this, because she thinks she doesn't want to work anymore.
She don't want to work anymore?
So.
She's tired of working, she's got to work and take care of you and then do this.
Yes.
It's all.
And I asked her something when she's on the phone, and she said, Aiden, be quiet, Aiden, be quiet.
Well, yeah, if you're on the phone, ooh, oh, I did it.
Zero.
I've got the machine on whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold on one sec. We're back from executive session. It is 11:31 PM. We're the three trustees and fiscal officer. We're discussing the 2019 slate of appointments. First of all, I'd like to amend my previous motion or resolution that I incorrectly labeled as resolution number 13-2019-001. I'll move to make that resolution actually read resolution number 01032019-001.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddis.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
I'll move to put forth the following resolution, number 010-32019-002. Zoning liaison, Mike Stolpa. Zoning inspector, Elaine Ridgely. Zoning, secretary to zoning boards, Kim Ferentz. Part-time police receptionist slash clerk, Sue Galeska. Zoning board secretary, the township zoning board's secretary will be paid $250 per meeting attended, not to exceed $5,000 for the year, and $30 per item on the agenda, and there will be no benefits for this position. Zoning inspector will be $21.02 plus full-time employee benefits. Zoning office hours 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Part-time receptionist slash clerk for the PD will be paid $15.50 an hour, and the hours will be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. No benefits. Then under the Zoning Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals members, Zoning Commission, We have Bonita Tiva.
She's in the zoning commission, you said?
Yes. Her appointment will be good through 12/31 of 2023. First alternate will be Jeff Cassiopo. It's a one-year appointment. And second alternate will be Tom Bohr, also a one-year appointment. Zoning Board of Appeals, permanent member through December 31st of 2023 will be Joseph Watts. The first alternate will be Robin Gray, expiring 12/31 of 2019. Second alternate will be Matt Payne, for 1 year, expiring 12/31 of 2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael?
No.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye. This part. This time I'd like to make a motion for adoption of resolution number 01032019-003. It's going to be a two-page document. It's going to be for our employee handbook. It's going to state for 2.9 probation period. And the other section is going to be 7.4, the health, hospitalization, and medical insurance.
How many pages?
Two-page document.
Two pages, did you say? I beg your pardon. Second.
Just get clarification. So in the probation period, we changed 180 days, which was originally in the handbook, to 60 days. And then also in the health, hospitalization and medical insurance, the 7.4. Full-time employee will not be offered a health care plan until they successfully complete their probationary period, which is outlined in 2.9.
Roll call.
Excuse me, Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Radis?
Aye.
I'll move to put forth the following resolution, number 01032019-004. Healthcare plan. A healthcare plan will be offered to full-time employees with employees responsible for 15% of premiums for medical, dental, and vision insurance, excluding those covered under the collective bargaining agreement. Bargaining agreement employees will pay 16% of medical, dental, and vision insurance. Part-time employees are also offered medical, dental, and vision plans where they will be responsible for 100% of their premiums. It should be noted that part-time employees are not eligible for a township-funded health care savings account. Full-time employees that choose or opt into the health care plan will receive a health care savings account after the 60-day probation period. All non-bargaining full-time employees will be offered full-time employee benefits. Township Secretary. The Township... I didn't read that. Let me go back to the Township Secretary / Assistant Fiscal Officer will be Celia Goh. Part-time Office Assistant will be Nick Dominguez. Administrative Assistant will be Amanda
Treska.
And part-time Administrative Assistant / Police Clerk will be Yvonne Rodman Sapata. Township Secretary, the Township Secretary / Assistant Fiscal Officer will be paid $21.02 per hour. Part-time Office Assistant, the Township Office Assistant will be paid $15.50 per hour. Administrative Assistant, the Township Administrative Assistant will be paid $19 per hour. Part-time Administrative Assistant / Police Clerk. The Township Administrative Assistant / Police Clerk will be paid $15.50 per hour. Zoning commission members will receive $50 per meeting attended and pre-approved workshops. Zoning Board of Appeals members will receive $50 per meeting attended and pre-approved, as well as pre-approved workshops. Alternates to Zoning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals will receive $50 per meeting attended and as well as pre-approved workshops. Police Department will have a full-time police chief. Police officers and sergeants, wage and benefit structure for the police department will be per their negotiated contract. Part-time police officers will be paid $15.73 per hour. After 1 year of service, the rate will be $17.11 per hour. Education bonuses will be as follows. Associate's degree is an additional $1 per hour. Bachelor's science or bachelor's of arts, thank you. Degree will be $1.50 per hour. Master's degree and above will be $2 per hour. Compensation for uniform allowance will be 72 cents per hour in alignment with the OPBA contracts. Service Department. Denny Miller will be working superintendent at a pay rate of $27.57 per hour. Jeff Kessler, full-time employee at $22.70 per hour. Craig Plute, working foreman, $21.20 per hour. Martin Moeller, a laborer, full-time laborer at $17.99 per hour. Keith Kessler, part-time laborer at $16.11 per hour. Snowplow driver would be $15.41 per hour. Part-time seasonal / road and park will be at $10.28 per hour. Earl Grimm, who is a part-time laborer, will be at $14.90 per hour. The pay ranges for the position service department superintendent will be $23 to $29 per hour. Service department foreman, full-time with CDL, will be $19 to $24 per hour. General maintenance laborer, full-time with CDL, will be $17 to $23 per hour. General maintenance laborer with, general maintenance laborer who is part-time with the CDL will be $14.50 to $20 per hour. General maintenance laborer without CDL will be part-time. So the general maintenance laborer part-time without CDL will be $13 to $17 per hour. General maintenance laborer who is seasonal will be $9 to $12 per hour. Service department, sick hours and comp hours. Road department is entitled to accumulate sick leave at 4.6 hours for every 80 hours of service per pay period or 40 hours per week. Comp hours are capped at 80 hours. At the point that the compensatory time exceeds 80 hours, it must be taken as paid compensation. Accrued compensatory time may be carried through to the next calendar year, not to exceed 80 hours. Sick time is not to be accrued on overtime hours or when comp time is paid. Clothing allowance for full-time service department employees. Clothing allowance for full-time service / park department employees is $500 per year. Longevity pay. Notwithstanding the collective bargaining agreement, longevity pay is to be paid to full-time employees after their third year of employment at $100 per year with a cap of 15 years of service and would be paid at, would be paid on their hire date anniversary. Fees, cemetery lot excavating for cremation, $150, with a limit of four per lot, $250 weekends and holidays. Cemetery lot excavating, $450, $650 for weekend and holidays. Cemetery lots, $400 for Medina Township residents. Cemetery lots, $1,200 for non-resident, non-Medina Township residents. Headstone footer dug at the rate of $350. Sports field fees, the charge of, I beg your pardon, the charge is $60 per time slot, 3 hours, for Medina County residents, and $70 per time slot for organizations that reside outside of Medina County. Soccer field charge is $20 per hour. Tournaments on Fridays will be $60 per field. Saturdays and Sundays will be $250 per day, and the fields will be dragged and lined once per day. Fees must be paid in full before the start of the season. Zoning fees. The zoning fees will be pursuant to the Appendix 5 of the Medina Township Zoning Resolution. Mileage. Mileage for the use of personal vehicles on township business will be paid to the IRS rate for 2019, currently 58 cents per mile. Employee pay periods. Employee pay periods are as follows: bi-weekly, monthly, or yearly. Regular meetings. Regular meetings will be held every other Thursday at 7 p.m. starting January 10th, 2019. Department reports will be due the first meeting of every month. Mailbox reimbursement. Township residents will be reimbursed for mailbox replacement when a mailbox is damaged during snow removal operations. The service department will repair, if possible, or replace with a standard mailbox and post, or compensate the owners for damage up to a maximum of $40 for the cost of the materials, standard box, and post, with the owner responsible for the installation of the mailbox. Finally, Melanie Miguel, who is currently working on our website, will be paid, or her pay will increase to an additional $5 per hour, and the hosting fee will also go up $5 per month.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Mr. Raddick.
Aye.
I move to adopt the following resolution, number 01032019-005, giving the fiscal officer the authority to issue purchase orders, blankets, and super blankets up to the amount appropriated pursuant to the Ohio Revised Code 5705.41 for the balance of 2019 through January 31st, 2020.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
I'll move to open the meeting to the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. DeMichael.
Aye.
Mr. Raddus.
Aye.
Mr. Stolpa.
Aye.
Any members of the public have anything they'd like to say, please raise your hand, state your name, and the floor will be yours.
Ray Jarrett, Foskett Road.
Okay, can this be the
I've got a question for you. on December 26th, Board of Trustees went into executive session to consider the employment of a public employee. He came out of that session, and you voted the police chief on a part-time status starting January 1st. I never heard any discussion on why the temporary or the part-time status for January 1st. Can you expand on that?
I don't know, Mark, you want to speak to that? You're the police commissioner.
The reason I voted for it and made the motion was to give us the option to evaluate. Tonight's evaluation was based on some issues that I can't disclose right now, unfortunately. I didn't feel comfortable leaving him as full-time chief, even in the interim.
Even though you guys accepted his January 6th resignation?
Because of the extenuating circumstances, yes, I did, even with that.
Would that be the same thing with you?
Yes, I'm agreeing.
Mike and Ken? Also, on December 10th, you guys went into executive session to discuss imminent litigation with the Board of Trustees. You also included the prosecutor's office. And again, you probably can't discuss what was in that particular meeting, but you used the prosecutor's office for that particular meeting date. Several trustee meetings prior to that, you hired outside counsel, Trina Devaney, to work on zoning. What is she working on zoning in particular?
She's working on some text amendments that we're looking at changing in our textbook for zoning policies. So we hired her. We were at a point where CPC gave us a somewhat of a firm ruling on some of the things we were looking at. Mm-hmm. We contacted the prosecutor's office way back when, beginning of the year, and some of the things I wanted to change that we ended up changing back to the way they were in our book that we're looking to continue on changing. Mm-hmm. Prosecutor's office told us it'd be a good idea to hire somebody outside that deals with zoning and that, talking to people in the townships and that. Trina's name came up several times, so that's why we hired Trina to look at some of our zoning policies.
So the prosecutor's office is not using their office regarding any zoning issues?
Correct.
With that agreement with Trina, do you have a copy of that agreement?
We do have a copy. I give you a copy.
Yeah, you probably did.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get a copy of that agreement? On February 26th, Ken, you guys hired outside counsel, Mr. Adam Carr, regarding the Ransom Road lease agreements. What was the total cost on using him as outside counsel?
I have no idea. Do you know, Angela?
Not off the top of my head, no.
There was a cap. There was a cap, too.
He didn't get the cap.
And he didn't get the cap.
Near the cap, but
I... He didn't get near the cap?
No, not even close. We weren't going to discuss finances tonight, so I don't have any of the paperwork that normally I would have, but I can get you the number.
If you would, please.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to hiring him, you went to the prosecutor's office regarding inquiring about breaking that lease agreement. Why did you not follow through with the prosecutor's office? You went to the outside counsel.
That's information that was discussed in executive session. You know that we can't discuss that.
Well, I'm just asking. I was not
at well. That's the answer.
And Ken, one last question here regarding outside counsel. Do you think outside counsel might affect the immunities and liabilities of the township?
How so?
So I'm asking you, you made an inquiry about that a while back.
Using outside counsel?
Mm-hmm.
In particular instances where the prosecutor's office isn't able or willing to help us, it becomes necessary. For example, this is just one example, but our township, the prosecutor's office of Medina County has a conflict of interest if it's an arrangement or a potential lawsuit between one of its employees and the township, that there's a conflict there. So in that instance, and really being that you were in office as long as you were, I would think you would know that, but...
You're not here to question me, I'm here to question you. You're the one that's taking...
I'm not, that wasn't a question, Ray.
You're the one that's taking the taxpayers' money.
That wasn't...
I'm just asking you a legitimate question that's...
I didn't...
Legitimate question that I'm asking you.
I didn't question you? I said that you should know.
I questioned back to me, I'm asking you...
Ray, it wasn't a question. I simply said that you should know the answer to your question. That's not a question.
What are you asking me that I should know?
Okay.
I'm just asking you, as an elected official that's sitting there taking taxpayers' money...
I am earning
outside legal counsel.
Ray, I'm earning taxpayers' money. Anyone else?
I'm not finished.
You said last question. What else do you have, Ray?
And this is the follow-up. Do you think using outside counsel creates a different working relationship between the township and the prosecutor's office?
I'll answer this one, Ray. No, I don't. Because other townships use outside counsel for other things. Montville uses Trina for zoning stuff. Plus, they also use the prosecutor's office for the other stuff, day-to-day things that come up with legal advice.
Thank you for answering that. I was asking Ken, but appreciate your answer. Got no other questions.
Anyone else? Motion to close the public comment portion of our meeting.
Second.
Mr. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stropa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Anything else? Anything else?
No.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Meeting adjourned at 11:50.
Oh, you got to vote. Mr. Yes. DeMichael?
Aye.
Mr. Stropa?
Aye.
Mr. Raddus?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned at 11:57 p.m.